here's a story from The World.
This year, we've been following young Latino voters for our Every 30 Seconds project. We call it that because every 30 seconds, a young Latino becomes eligible to vote. Brian Guevara is a first-time voter in Greensboro, North Carolina. We've heard from him on the show before. Brian's been undecided on the presidential election. WUNC reporter Naomi Prilo tells us where he's at now.
Brian Guevara considers himself an independent thinker and an independent voter. At the beginning of the year, he'd said positive things about both President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden. But with this summer's protests over racial injustice and the pandemic, Guevara has become more critical of Trump.
The more he's getting older, the more he doesn't care, you know? And we can't have another 4 years of this guy doing that to our country. We need to put a stop to it. I'm not bashing anybody, but people are just fit for things and people just aren't fit for things, if that makes a sense. It's a good thing to put on your resume that you were president, bro, but you mess with people's livelihoods.
Guevara is 19 and a sophomore at a community college. He's also an elementary school teacher in Greensboro, North Carolina. He comes from a family of educators. His mom is a Spanish language instructor at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. His grandparents were also teachers in Honduras, where his family's from. Guevara, who's Afro-Honduran, says that for years his mom influenced his politics. She's a Democrat and canvassed for Barack Obama when he ran for president in 2008, but she never pushed him either way.
She never really told me, hey, Brian, you need to be a Democrat.
But even so, for a while, Guevara was like other young undecided voters. 6% of the nation's voters are undecided. And an undecided voter in a swing state like North Carolina can be critical. Some studies show that late deciding voters helped explain Trump's victory in 2016, which was a surprising outcome to some. That dynamic might be different this year. Jason Husser is a political science professor at Elon University in Elon, North Carolina.
In 2016, we did see a fairly high number of people who were undecided up until the last couple weeks of the election. In fact, analysis of exit polls suggested that in a number of swing states, many as 11 or 12% of voters really made up their mind the last couple weeks of the election. Early data from 2016 suggests that that number is going to be smaller in 2020.
Husser also adds that undecided voters in swing states are important if they break for one candidate over the other. Brian Guevara is undecided no more. He made up his mind based off of Biden's plan for educators and teachers. He likes that it would increase teachers' pay and help them pay off their student loans. That's important to Guevara, who often says he's a broke college student. But it was Biden's decision to pick Kamala Harris as his running mate that really solidified his vote.
That literally just put a wow in my face. First black woman vice president. I got my little intuition that she's going to make things shake and try and succeed to make the world or United States a better place.
But Guevara says Trump isn't doing that. He feels like the president is often focusing on the wrong things.
He's a great businessman, and you can't take that away from him. He was talking about Iran, you know, just the other day. And in a pandemic, those aren't the things that should be at the top of your discussions.
And there's one more thing he's decided on. Guevara says he's going to be a poll worker this election. For The World, I'm Naomi Prilo in Greensboro, North Carolina.